This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. You've discovered your link to GoPowerCat.com's PowerCat Overtime podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and it starts right now. Now, let's go to the WTC Gig-Powered Studios. Here's your host, GoPowerCat.com publisher, Tim Fitzgerald.
Welcome to the Overtime. You didn't have a pregame podcast this week. Did you miss it? There's no game. I can't preview a football game that doesn't exist. Get off my back, Mom!
You'll have to wait a month to hear the smooth sound of D-Scott Fritchin.
This is the Overtime, the fun one. You ask us anything, we'll answer, unless it's really out of bounds. And then we'll laugh about it, but not put it on tape. We're sponsored by The Fridge. They're never out of bounds. They're right in bounds when it's time to get things you need from a liquor store. Do The Fridge. No one else. In fact, if you're not even in Manhattan, drive to Manhattan. That's just silly. Don't do that.
As much as I love to promote our sponsor, I don't think that's wise.
Well, you could just come in early for a basketball game, swing by the fridge on the way. Load up.
That's fair. You're going to need it.
You can go in there and say, ask for the Riley and Zach special, then go, oh, the seltzers are over there.
You'll get a bottle of Crown Royal and a bottle of water.
Here's some seltzers. Aloha, peaches. What a great name for a seltzer.
And Catalina Lime Mixer is equally good, if not better. Can't believe they haven't come out with more flavors.
I don't know. Maybe they don't want to wear you out with them. They just want you to stick to these and get addicted.
People are buying those things still like crazy.
Crazy.
Every time I go in, they only have the Aloha Beaches one.
I don't know.
Every time
I go in, they have Woodford Reserve, and I buy that, and I drink it. An Absolute Citron, I drink that.
You're one of the weirdest individuals to me on drinking because you only drink like two beers.
It's not true.
Pacifico. And I've only ever seen you drink a Pacifico.
I will drink Fat Tire. I'll drink Shiner. I'm just not into
it. So you're limited. I mean, you're not.
Dos Equis Amber?
Yeah.
You're not like a huge beer person.
I'm not.
And then you drink the girliest of drinks at bars.
What's girly about Woodford Reserve?
I was getting there, but I meant your lemon drop martini.
That's not girly at all. It's
and then you'll drink
fruit flavored gasoline.
Bourbon on the rocks. Such a weird individual.
I got into Pendleton the other night. Oh, it's so good. I can't believe you never got into Pendleton. Another Canadian whiskey.
I know what I am about.
Cliche Crown.
Delicious.
It's pretty good stuff.
Nutritious.
We appreciate you listening to the Questions Podcast on Wednesday. It was fantastic. It was really long. And we're still in the room 2 days later taping this podcast. That's how long the Questions Podcast was. We actually taped all the way into Thursday, even though I put it up on Wednesday. Very complicated process is podcasting. Now we're here on Friday with this podcast, and it's called The Overtime. And I just want to get going. I'm done with talking to you people. Which is going to make for a lousy podcast, I know. But all you want me is to talk. And Zach, what do you want to do?
I want to ask questions.
Ask some damn questions, Zach.
From Adam K63.
That jackass.
What would your Farmageddon trophy look like?
The suggestion, I think it was from Go Emo, guys. The one of the combine with the different headers. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's brilliant. Just go with it.
I feel like you got to do like a trophy, and it looks like a patch of like ground, and you know, half wheat, half corn. I don't know if that's
yeah, but then put
there.
A combine. half painted red, half painted.
Put a combine cutting both, mixing wheat and corn in.
You got to do something with wheat and corn.
Yeah, yeah, like there that is. Has to be part of it.
The combine, you know, try to get a sponsor, the John Deere Farmageddon.
That would be really interesting if they ever got a sponsor for Farmageddon, because you'd piss a lot of people off, you know? I mean, if you're going to stay in the farming realm, you're going to have to pick Deere or Case IH or, you know, whatever.
There's you're in all in on one. You think Ford and Chevy is a controversy.
Oh, God.
You're all in on implements, whatever you're
and
using.
And I think Iowa is more Case IH.
No, that's where John Deere's based.
Oh, for God's sake, pull yourself together, man.
Okay, then it was just the area that I... My old roommate...
Okay.
A lot of the people... Okay, I was just...
John Deere is as Iowa as...
Yeah.
You can get...
No, I knew that the headquarters was there. It was more... Okay, this is just one area.
I'd
then.
Probably be Toro. That's my Toro combine.
New Holland.
Dark Horse. So we're going to have a six-colored combine.
Does Lamborghini still make tractors?
I never knew they did.
They did.
Huh.
Wow. The Lamborghini Farmageddon rivalry presented by John Deere.
Adam K., are you upset because we're not putting any cattle into this equation and you're a Scott City guy? Maybe
it's just some bull nuts on her.
Exactly. Maybe, you know, the winners can munch on some Rocky Mountain oysters. Not tell them what they are.
To kind of build on this, I'd like to see all of the land-grant schools have their own rivalry where whoever has the best record gets a trophy. And then you can do, like, oil or cattle for Oklahoma and then coal for West Virginia.
Genetic deficiencies. Not pitiful.
Who's picking a banjo here?
I think it's a great idea.
It'd be hilarious.
It'd be like the Settlers of Catan, just in a trophy.
I just want them to put a trophy on this game. Like, if we're going to start officially calling it Farmageddon and make it a rivalry, get a trophy. Everybody else has one. Nebraska, or Missouri and was it Arkansas have a trophy now? It's well, like...
Minnesota and Nebraska have the broken chair and the
$5. Yeah, what the hell's that all about? Like, come on. Get a trophy.
I'm all in on the trophy thing.
This has
it.
To be the biggest rivalry without a trophy.
But, and, like, it wasn't even a rivalry until someone coined Farmageddon.
Yeah, and
there we go.
2015.
And I think the Oklahoma K-State trophy needs to be Brian Bosworth lounging on the sidelines using his shoulder pads as a pillow.
I think Oklahoma wins that every year then.
And then you get to claim it. Like, when K-State wins, you get to... You get to claim Brian Bosworth lounging, because that's what he did. That's how bad it was. Move on. I'm in a bad mood.
You like telling that story.
I'm in a bad mood now.
From multiple scorgasms, are the Iowa State fans the worst fans on Twitter?
Come on. You still follow KU fans. Guys, KU fans have popped out of the woodworks already. It's amazing. Football season... is out of the window, and suddenly they have forgotten about football. It is full-on basketball. The most peaceful 7-8 months of your life are over. Now for the next 4 months, you have to endure KU basketball tweets. Mm. And suddenly they think that because they beat K-State in one sport, they are the elite athletic program.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nope.
I concur.
There's no way in hell Iowa State fans are worse.
Look, this is going to be a little shock to your system. Every fan base has jackasses.
Not K-State.
There just are jackasses, and we don't see them as jackasses, but they're jackasses.
Oh, I know.
For example.
I know the jackasses.
For example, some guy tweeted about KU losing in football or something. I don't even know what I did. I did it. I did it. And people were all upset with me. And I'm like, okay, well, that just worked. Oh, it was about Nebraska. Nebraska loses at home again and isn't bowl eligible again. Then I start getting tweets with the history of the series. Well, I don't care about the history of the series. Congratulations on being good in the 1960s. You sucked this year.
Yep.
And last year. And a number of years before. We all have the jackasses, and once in a while, it's just fun to be a jackass. And that's what Twitter's about. But I'm only typically a jackass with facts.
Fitz has got an extra poke the bear this year.
I just like poking the bear.
Fitz is hitting his peak Twitter presence of pissing people off.
I love it.
It's kind of annoying at times.
I know.
It was only annoying for like 3 days. What was the rant?
I don't even remember, and I don't even care.
Zach doesn't like me.
You were whining about something for like 3 days, and we were just like, it's
over. Was it the boomers? It might have been the boomers.
No, it was some other. I can't remember what it was. It's
gonna
bother me.
Often, I'm not actually whining. I'm just having a blast. Because, like,
well, we can't tell. You look like you're a boomer.
I'm just having fun. When I stated what the facts about a boomer was, you know, that it's not just someone old, a boomer's actually factually something else, people are like, well, you ruined America.
Well, okay. We've set him off.
Man, I just had so much fun with that. Some guy went just totally psychotic, mother effing me, and then blocked me. I'm like, what? Boy, you just kind of proved that I was right about your generation. You can't control yourself, and then you have to shut it down.
From Chris 66204, Call Hall Ice Cream Shop comes up with a new flavor / sundae called the Climbin'. What would it have in it?
It's a good question. I don't know what he's into.
I don't know. I don't. Why am I answering this question? Why do I have to figure out what Chris Kleiman's flavor would
be? It's called Trust the Process, and it is very processed.
It strikes me as, like, at the most crazy thing he would ever get, the wildest Chris Kleiman ever gets at an ice cream shop is, like, vanilla bean, because it's just a step away from vanilla. He does not strike me as a man that walks into Baskin-Robbins and gets birthday cake.
Come here, I'm going to eat you! I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain! Get in my belly! Come on!
Then what's Bill Snyder? If Chris Kleiman's vanilla, what's Bill Snyder?
Well, extra caramel, vanilla.
Werther's original flavor.
I mean, maybe he dabbles with chocolate, but, like, he's not getting something crazy. He just sticks to the process.
He seems like a mint chocolate chip guy. Like,
I hope he is, because then me and Chris Kleiman are some cool dudes.
Like, not a vanilla, but a classic ice cream flavor. Not that I would ever eat it, but a classic. He seems like a classic guy. So
yeah, not
maybe even
absurd.
Rocky Road might even be.
Ooh, we're fringing on some creativeness here.
That's cookies and cream, Rocky Road, mint, chocolate chip, chocolate.
I only eat chocolate vanilla. Chip because that's what boomers do.
Unfortunately, I don't think that Chris Kleiman would get very creative with his sundae. I think it would be pretty plain, maybe some sauce, you know.
Hey, you know
chocolate
what?
Sauce, something like that.
I'll judge you if you get too fancy.
If it's you like, go to Cold
God,
Stone,
you really
you're
too are
fancy.
A boomer.
Look, you should have, like, you should know what you like. Oh, let's add this. Let's put on that. Oh, yeah. Do I want cherries? Yeah, sure. You should know what you like.
Okay, boomer. I'm gonna carry this.
You're not even using it in the right context.
I'm just gonna say it every question.
Well, technically, a boomer would be like Tootsie Roll flavored, because that's what you had in the wake of World.
If you're going
that'd
in
be the worst,
hey, Fitz, I got news though. If you're going into Cold Stone and you're complaining about people putting a bunch of stuff in their ice cream, you're in the wrong ice cream shop.
Yeah, I never go to Cold Stone. I'm not a big ice cream guy. Really not.
Okay.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
I'm still sad that Bluebell hasn't made it back to Manhattan. It's close. But ever since Listeria had to happen...
Zach's so mad about this.
Bluebell got taken away from
us. Okay, millennial.
Ever since Listeria...
Sounds like a planet in Star Wars. Let's go to the Listeria system and hide out with the bacteria.
From KSU number one, what is the best road game experience of the season? Mississippi State. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Lubbock.
No.
Mississippi State was cool because we got to eat cookout.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd eat that again.
We ate cookout and saw Zach's dad. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I had Yingling.
That's good.
I can't ask for much better of a week. Although, I will say this. Delays aside, getting home super late aside, it was kind of cool to just hang out, you know? We had that whole day in Austin. And it was just like, well, you know, what do you want to do? Once we finally got to the hotel, it's like, well, we can take a nap. We can hang out on a computer. We can watch the Chiefs. Like, whatever. Whatever you wanted to do. I'm not saying it was the best. I'm saying once we got past all the stress, not the worst day in the world.
Better than Lubbock, but second worst.
Fair. Not KU.
KU doesn't count as a road trip. That's a day trip.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma State.
Nothing about Oklahoma State was fun.
But still better than Texas.
We left on game day, so it was a long day. We stayed in...
Ponca City.
I wanted to say Edmond for some reason. We didn't get Whataburger on the way back.
Here we go again.
We didn't get Whataburger on the way back. Like, honestly, Stillwater might be the worst trip of the year.
No. Lubbock was the worst trip of the year.
Although we did kill it on our weather delay story. So,
oh, my God, that thing.
That raised a little bit in the rankings then. But it was Starkville.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
From... King Jim 77. What's the best / worst case scenario for each team with a vacancy?
Oh.
Coaching vacancy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go through everybody, but I mean, the big ones. Missouri just needs... I don't know what Missouri goes and
gets. I don't know. The Missouri's problem is this. They think they're Nebraska or Ohio State, or now they think they're Alabama. They're not even Arkansas.
They're a little ahead of Arkansas.
Come on, man.
They were ranked this year.
Not in football prestige overall in the history of college football. But maybe.
No, but their program's in a better place.
Maybe.
They were ranked.
Then why'd they fire their coach?
Because they lost like six straight down the stretch or something like that.
I still think that was weird they fired him.
I thought they'd give him one more year. Especially since he's an alum.
Well, and plus that puts them in a bad position. You fired him for this?
Yeah. They're in a better spot than Arkansas.
Yeah.
We just railed on Arkansas last week.
No, but I like to rail on Missouri. Let me do my thing.
I think Florida State's going to have a very underwhelming hire. I don't know what the best case scenario for them is, because I don't think they're getting James Franklin. They're not getting Matt Campbell now, because he just signed an extension. They're not getting, I mean, like you said it in the podcast, I don't know what coaches are moving this year. You know, nobody is on the market right now. There's nobody out there. I mean, Mike Norvell is the special hire out there. Someone's getting him this year.
Did he not sign a contract extension last year?
He did, but it's still super cheap to get him out. At least I'm pretty sure it's still super cheap.
I think it is, yeah.
But I just, if he's the prime right now, ugh.
There just aren't good candidates. There aren't.
Be thankful K-State did their search last year, not this year.
Well, I know.
Someone should go hire Seth Luttrell. I heard he's a great coach.
Oh, he's a lock. He's a lock.
Ben Luttrell from the start, right?
Yep.
From Chris 66204, Big 12 football media day next year ends with a Royal Rumble between the head coaches, who are the last two standing and who wins.
And here we go, a sea of bodies. The only way to be eliminated, you got to go over the top rope. Both feet must touch the floor below.
Damn good question. The Big 12's getting young.
Well, is Patterson going to be around? Because I think
he'd just bitch about things anyways.
I think I can see him in one of those old things with the, you know, the shoulder straps covering up his man boobs. You know, and it's all hiked up to cover up the belly, the Harley Race style. And he would bite and gouge. And he would have a manager that would pull on the foot of someone.
Someone wanted to say Chris Kleiman for his biceps,
yeah.
But I don't know.
It's a Royal Rumble is about throwing your opponent, well, everybody, over the top rope out of the ring.
That's
anybody.
The requirement?
A Royal Rumble, you enter the ring, you get eliminated when you get thrown over the top rope and both of your feet hit the floor.
What a stupid-ass sport.
Les Miles wouldn't show up because he thought it was at 9 p.m. and it was at 7, so he's out. Matt Campbell's probably feisty.
I think he would be. I really think Matt Campbell has a mean side to him that we don't see.
But, like, who would, surely there would be some alliances where someone would be, like, they all team up to get one guy out.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning.
And it might be Chris Kleiman. No, it'd be Lincoln Riley. They'd want Lincoln Riley.
Oh, and Tom Herman.
Lincoln and Tom would have to team up and take on everybody else.
Doesn't Mike Gundy have something up his sleeve?
He's like a razor blade in his mullet.
Like, honestly.
Just blades himself open.
I don't know. Chris Kleiman doesn't strike me as a guy that could flip that switch. I don't know if he'd win, guys.
I think Mike Gundy would.
I want to go Gundy.
Gundy's
Matt Rhule. I think Gundy's mean. I think he could get mean.
I think he would do whatever he had to do to win.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Royal Rumble anymore. Yeah, and I don't know about everyone else. Neil Brown would suck.
Yeah. Matt Wells wouldn't suck. He'd just be like Texas Tech this year. Underwhelming.
Right.
Not impressive.
He'd get thrown out pretty early.
Or he'd make it to the end and then get thrown out, because that's what Texas Tech did this year.
Hide under the ring and he never actually entered the match.
I don't know. I'm thankful we don't have to worry about it.
From KM Wildcat, if K-State could win a national title in football, but in order for this to happen, you had to have a brand burned onto your manhood, would you do it?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
A brand onto my... Well, first of all, it's not going to be a very big brand.
What did he say?
Fitz.
I'm sorry.
Fitz. You can't do that.
No, I'm not going to. No, that poor guy's been through enough.
Guys, I'm not. I don't care if it's two national championships for K-State. I don't care if it's three. I don't care if the K-State won the national championship in football, the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl, and the Knicks won the NBA playoffs. I'm not. There's no amount of money or reward or sports championships that you could offer me to have my manhood branded by a stick. I mean, that's what it is. It's a stick with some sort of brand on it stuck in fire. Enough to leave an impression on a cow's ass.
How big does it have to be?
The brand?
I think the that's, brand. You know, subjective.
Because you could get like a little paperclip-sized brand.
Nope. Still not.
Not on the backside of...
No. Guys, it's one of the weakest parts of your body.
What if...
You could do it on my back and I could power... You know, I would sacrifice that.
What if it was like an arrow with the real small words for you, this side up? It's burning sense.
I don't care what you offer me. That's not happening. I will suffer through losing seasons.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Oh my God.
If it's small enough and I don't have to see it. If it's on the backside, yeah.
He's giving it up for the team.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
My poor guy wants to be left out of stuff from now on. He's been in a bad
But also,
years.
It's easy to say this because I never have to do this. Like, K-State's not guaranteed to win a national championship if
sure,
I get a brand
I'd
on my balls.
Sure, I'd shoot myself in the eye. Sure I would. Then the devil shows up. Are you ready to shoot yourself in the eye?
From Wagcat, what is the corniest thing K-State sports does? Something that makes you cringe when you see visiting/opposing fans witness it.
Don't forget your power towel. Bring it to every game.
Don't forget your power towel.
Bring it to every game.
Don't forget your power towel.
I think there's a lot. There's a lot here.
The looping of Joker and the Thief and the Kill Bill theme song.
Get something new, damn it.
That doesn't
make people cringe. A lot of places do those songs.
It makes me cringe.
I tell you, I've been in enough arenas and stadiums in the country that K-State is the worst.
Stop doing the Legends Race.
That's weird.
They're trying to redo the President's Race at Nationals games or something like that.
And the Sausage Race at Brewers games.
I don't like it.
They don't even look that good.
It bothers me that they're former players.
Well, they can't be.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, the Nationals have the Presidents.
Right.
The Brewers have, you know, and other MLB teams have hot dogs. I mean, like, very generic things here. K-State has former players. What are they going to do
Willie,
with those?
Willie having human arms and legs.
That's got to be it, right?
That's pretty corny.
I mean.
Yeah, that's probably what most visiting people are like, what the hell?
Someone from K-State told us that they were on the field at the end of the Texas Tech game, and one of the students yelled, "What is your mascot?"
The Texas Tech students were pretty vulgar. Side note, they're pretty vulgar.
Oh, they're horrible.
And they like, and at one point they recognized that I was like, even though I'm media, they recognized that I was covering K-State.
Oh yeah.
And I was getting it a little bit.
I can't think of anything more cringeworthy than the fact that K-State has a man cat as their mascot and nobody ever thought twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not really cringeworthy, but things that bother me at the basketball at Bramlage, they still have really old, like when Bramlage was built, scorers tables and press tables. They don't have anything modernized.
They just updated the ads.
Yeah.
Like AT&T
like,
off.
They actually like update those stupid ad boards with new ads every year that light up.
Yeah.
I get that they don't face the cameras, but the ones on the inline, they should be black curtains. They're awful for shooting anything. Get rid of them.
It's fair.
It's okay. Calm down. Just think. Hold on.
Please. That's not really cringy for opponents, though.
It's just a rant.
It's just a
Zach
rant.
Zach has spoken.
If I had more time to think about it, I could probably come up with more.
Oh, the garage doors not having wraps on them.
I don't know how cringeworthy these are. I think these are just things we want to bitch about.
If I went to a stadium and was like, why is that just a steel door?
Well, I mean, you're asking me to view this from the outside, and I probably think every fan base comes in and goes, this is the coolest place in the world. I wish I had gone here.
Hooray.
Look at that man cat. Awesome.
Willie's got, I mean, Willie will never be fixed, but he's got to be fixed.
From Contra Cat, out of the major old school bowls, which would you attend as a football fan if you were offered a free ticket and free travel? The Orange, Sugar, Fiesta Rose Cotton, or the Peach Bowl?
I want to say the Rose Bowl because it's historic and it looks really cool and I've never been there.
And it's still in the Rose Bowl.
And that is one of the reasons I want to say I don't want to go there. It's because
right.
It's outdoors, it's like old bowl game.
Rose Bowl
it's
is an old stadium.
Yeah.
But I would say Rose Bowl.
I just, it's tough for me to want to turn down anything in Jerry World. It's so nice.
It's just not the Cotton Bowl, though. It's in a generic NFL stadium.
Generic NFL stadium.
Yeah, it's true. But it's also in the middle of, you know, like, if you go to the Sugar Bowl, still the Superdome is a Superdome, and it's where it's at. I mean, it's still kind of centrally located.
I used to have a thing for the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl has the coolest trophy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's shaped just like Mark Mangino. Oh, that's a mascot. Sorry. My bad.
What a picture.
My bad.
It's Dan Levitard's Twitter picture.
Isn't that Pickles Davy too?
Yeah.
Who hasn't been in a podcast for a while?
Come on, man.
Pickles, what's up with that, man?
Question, man.
We still love you, man.
From Texas Cat 93, what was the best Christmas present you ever got?
Okay.
Oh, crap, I don't remember this.
We get this asked every year.
I don't remember this stuff.
Not the best one I ever got, but, like, the most hyped I was ever about one was the first iPod Touch I got because, you know, when iPod Touches were starting to become a thing, I was pretty young. And that was, like, the step up because I had the damn shuffle that you clip to yourself. Not the shuffle that was, like, kind of bigger. It was this big, and you clipped it like a
it's a podcast.
Like a clothespin or something like that.
Oh, that nan.
Shuffle.
Wait, you got a
that
shuffle?
That was a shuffle.
With a screen on it?
No.
It had no screen. Okay.
That was the first iPod I had.
Okay, yeah.
So when I open up an iPod Touch on Christmas morning, I lost my you-know-what.
Yeah.
But, like, the coolest or, like, the best gift I ever got in terms of, like, actually using it overall. And I'm just talking, like, my quote-unquote Santa gifts, not, like, any gift. Because the Santa gift is always the big one, right? Like, the cool thing. Oh. Like, that was... Honestly, I asked for a lot of dumb things when I was younger. But, like, when I got my letter jacket in high school, that was probably it because it was, like, warm and big, you know. Like, that was the cool thing to have in high school. But, like, I asked for guitar one year because I wanted to start playing guitar.
How'd that work out?
I played guitar for, like, 4 years.
I didn't get my letter until after I graduated.
What?
Because I played golf. And I didn't letter in golf until I wasn't on varsity golf until senior year, and it's in the spring, so I didn't get a letter until the end of senior year.
Yeah, that was probably the best I ever got in terms of what I actually used.
I lettered in journalism. I wish I was making that up.
You could letter in journalism?
Sure. Why not academic things? We just
because I don't think it's
capital J.
Nobody ever bought any jackets for it. But,
interesting.
Say mine. I got a PS2 in 2002. Like, and I wasn't I didn't ask for it. Like, it was just like Santa brought it. And I was like, because, like, how we always did Christmas, we, you know, you wake up, the stockings are there, and then there's presents from your parents under the tree.
Yes.
But, like, the Santa gift, like you said, the Santa gift is always the big one. That wasn't the case for us. Like, the stocking was kind of like the appetizer.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
like, you got some good stuff in the stocking.
Stocking was dessert for us.
But the stocking was like that was the first thing.
Interesting.
But, like, the PlayStation is underneath the stocking. I'm just like, I didn't even ask for that. Like, I didn't even remember it. Like, got Joey Harrington, NCAA football, just sitting there. And I'm just like, all right. Like, and, like, I had never really thought about having – I don't even think I knew what a PlayStation was at the time.
That indicates to me your dad wanted to play with it.
But he didn't. But also, that was the time where I found out Santa was not real, because I remember going out to...
Whoa.
Santa may or may not exist. Because we were sitting at the old Burger King on Anderson. I remember this vividly. We're eating dinner. And my mom's like, did you get two controllers? And my dad was like, yeah. And I'm like... You son of a bitch. I got you.
Oh, no.
I had my suspicions for years.
Well, I mean, all you really need to... that's really interesting to hear. I always like to hear the different stories of, like, the how Santa brings gifts to people's house. Ours was always wrapped in tissue paper. And then someone would be like, oh, yeah, we got this wrapping paper. Like, that's how I know this is different. I'm like, ours is in tissue paper. It's different.
Hmm.
And it was...
like,
the gift is wrapped in tissue paper.
Like wrapped like wrapping paper, but with tissue paper?
Yes.
And it was like see-through.
Well, there was like seven layers of tissue paper.
Or not white.
No, it was white. But.
Yeah, I'm so old that one time I got a stick and a rock, and that was pretty freaking cool.
And then he went on down to the soda fountain with a nickel.
Was it a pet rock? Did it have eyes?
No, it didn't have anything. Mm. I remember, I think the one that drove everyone crazy was, I don't even remember the brand, but we called it automatic football. It was like the button.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You just make your little dots run with the ball.
My dad had one of those.
And it was so obnoxious. It'd make a noise when he scored a touchdown. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know. I don't remember my childhood.
It's not good, Fitz.
Some people don't, man.
Are you in concussion protocol?
Some people don't. Some people just don't retain those memories. I live in the moment, like a dog.
I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Last question from Overtime. This is podcast debut from Seton Hall Survivor. Welcome. As it is holiday party season, which member of the GPC staff is most likely to be that guy at the GPC Christmas party?
Does that mean you get really drunk?
It means
or what does that
a
mean?
Fool of yourself, like you're underage and you might be at a bar based on a mythical Kansas, you know, like, you know, Johnny Appleseed or, you know, something.
Yes.
And you might tweet some things and get kicked out of the bar and yeah.
You tweeted some things?
No.
Oh.
I thought you tweeted some things.
Oh, no. Yeah, well.
And then they DM you in the morning saying, how's your hangover?
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
This may or may not have been a thing.
It was a thing.
I didn't realize that's where that story was.
Oh, going. Yeah. It was a story about you and you didn't even realize it.
I thought you were telling a story of a time you were at a company Christmas party.
I've never actually been to a company Christmas party. I got
honestly,
I got here, and you just were like,
"Dude,
we don't do these anymore."
Same. Zach and I joined this company at the wrong time. The wrong time.
It's just not easy to find time to go.
Apparently, the Alamo Bowl, the first bowl game I go to, has some of the greatest stories ever, and I wasn't a part of them, but I was there.
I am a part of nothing.
I'm going outside. I'm going outside. I'm looking naked.
But it would probably be me. Let's be real.
Well, it wouldn't be D.
Wouldn't be D. Fist doesn't drink anymore.
I do, too.
Zach's responsible.
But it's Riley.
But Zach, when he decides to
the thing is, if I can get Zach
he's likely to
not
fall in
want
a river.
To drive. If I can get Zach to not have to drive anywhere or not have to do anything the next day, it's great because all you have to do is get about two beers in Zach before he starts making bad decisions.
I don't make bad decisions. I just say
bad decisions
things.
For your health.
So let's really answer this question because there is an answer to it. Because if we have a holiday Christmas party, we will invite everyone, including our part-time employees and spouses.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we know from
so Becky
from not at all from the past history of this, the holiday hoedown or whatever we called it, because we didn't have it in January. Julie Gates, Riley's mother, will be that person.
I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's glorious. And we love her for it.
She was in town this weekend. She enjoyed it.
I'm sure the town enjoyed it, too.
I think the bar owners enjoyed it.
That's it for the Power Cat Overtime Podcast. We hope you have a good week. We hope you survived not having football, K-State football. You have championship football this weekend. That'll be fun. It's the next weekend that withdrawals set in. You have no college football. You don't know what to do with yourself. We'll keep podcasting to try to get you through. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to the Power Cat Overtime Podcast, presented by Fridge Wholesale Liquor. Power Cat Podcast. All rights reserved. GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street Publishing.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.